Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, enjoying a conversation with Peter Berkowitz, my colleague. He's at the Hoover Institution. He writes Real Clear Politics column. And we're looking at the tension in America today, coming to another presidential election, where both sides are in some fashion conveying to their devotees that if we don't win, the country is finished. We're finished. There is no future. This is the last election. It's said in many extreme ways. Now, you can forgive some of that as marketing. And certainly it does raise a lot of money to get people involved in sending money into an address. But at the same time, there's some merit to it because both sides act as if the other cannot be talked to. There's no reason to negotiate. And in American covenant, how the Constitution unified our nation and could again, Yuval Levin, writing the book, has a recommendation. What compromise, Peter? What would it look like, and who is to compromise?
That's just the point. We're all to compromise, but what we need, argues Levin, is a constitution that performs its original function, which is to help us compromise. We had trouble compromising in the 18th century. We have trouble now because we're a diverse population. Levin proposes a raft of reforms. Here's one, for example. He notes that Congress has become in something different than was originally envisaged. Now, how do most of us know Congress? Through oversight hearings. Oversight hearings encourage congressmen and women, senators, to showboat for national audiences to get hot clips on YouTube. Instead, that Congress, argues Levin, should delegate fewer responsibilities, less lawmaking to administrative and regulatory agencies, and devote more time to actually making laws for the nation. So a small improvement, but a huge improvement. Once Congress is engaged more in making laws rather than delegating that power to unaccountable administrative agencies, the president, too, will be involved less in delegating executive authority to administrative agencies and will be involved more in enforcing the laws made by Congress. And the Supreme Court will be adjudicating controversies that arise under laws rather than controversies that arise under administrative agencies. One small reform having big ramifications.
The House of Representatives, imagined by the founders as the source of money. Today, there doesn't seem to be any disagreement there in one instance. Both parties spend money. They spend it all the time. There's no backing off. They spend our fortune, our grandchildren's fortune, our great-grandchildren's fortune. Now, what would it look like if they were to compromise? Since there's nobody negotiating with them, how do we do that, Peter? Because they're spending us into not just poverty, but a broken constituency.
They're spending us into oblivion. As you know, the federal debt is in the middle $30 trillion, $34, $35, $36, $37 trillion with no end to spending in sight. And unfortunately, both parties, more or less, have been contributing, and neither party focusing on reining in spending. As you know, the Social Security system on which so many Americans rely is scheduled to not have enough money to pay out to what it owes in 7 or 8 or 9 years, I believe. So a huge problem, and in a way, this goes back to Levin's most basic point. We have lost the capacity to come together and to negotiate even on something so important. And here I want to add another point that Levin gestures at, but doesn't quite get to in the book. Federalist 51 says that for all the contrivances built into the Constitution to promote compromise and to limit government, at the end of the day, the ultimate check on the abuse of power is the people. The people who hold their elected officials accountable. The people, that means us, that means Democratic majorities, clearly need to be sending a stronger signal to Washington. Stop spending in ways that are undermining the future, as you said, of our children, our grandchildren, and of their grandchildren.
And compromise, Peter. We've got to find people who are willing to compromise. What I see from members of Congress who are successful is they stake out a position which they repeat consistently, and that wins the attention of part of their party, and that's enough to carry them through so that we have a Congress made up of contentious individuals. That's a wonderful personality, but it's not a compromise personality.
It's not a compromise personality, and we must also add a theme that you and I return to often, the role that our educational system plays in this and our media plays in this. The New York Times and the Washington Post are not counseling compromise either. In fact, they're encouraging leading Democrats, progressive Democrats, to dig in their heels. We have an educational system that does not produce citizen leaders who are imbued with the spirit of civility and toleration, encouraged to listen to the other side of the argument, inclined to compromise. The educational system itself forms individuals who believe that they are either in sole possession of the truth or bearers of an evil doctrine who must be crushed. The educational system, in the end, also must be reformed if we're to return to a form of political society envisaged by the Constitution, in which individuals who disagree about much nevertheless have the capacity to cooperate for the common good.
Peter Berkowitz, the Hoover Institution. I'm John Babbitt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.